Bryant and May, Wild Chamber, by Christopher Fowler. Narrated by Tim Goodman. Those intensely quiet places, immured in the very centre of London, seem as still and desolate as cloisters. Henry Mayhew. At the best, city life is an unnatural life for the human. But the city life of London is so utterly unnatural that the average workman or workwoman cannot stand it. Jack London, The People of the Abyss. Take a wretched thief through a city sneaking, pocket handkerchief ever, ever seeking. What is he but I, robbed of all my chances, picking pockets by force of circumstances? W.S. Gilbert. Chapter 1. Like a Kite Stuck in Telegraph Wires. On a desolate, rain-battered London midnight, the members of the Peculiar Crimes Unit went looking for a killer. D.C. Colin Bimsley charged up a narrow flight of service stairs leading to the raised railway line and was near the top when sweat broke out across his back and forehead. He looked down at his boots as the station staircase truncated and rotated, churning his stomach. Stretching out his hands to the walls, he tried to steady himself. His quarry was getting away. Even with a section of rusted iron drainpipe manacled to his right wrist, the killer was running nimbly over rails and sleepers, sure-footed in the falling rain. It shouldn't have happened like this, but nothing in the case should have happened the way it did. And now the staff of the Peculiar Crimes Unit were dealing with the farcical consequences. Colin fell back against the wall, watching in horror as the stairs dropped. He could not move. From the corner of his eye, he saw his colleagues, Detective Sergeant Jack Renfield and D.C. Fraternity Duquesne, ascending towards him.
"Hey, Colin, you okay?" Fraternity called. "No. It's my head thing, it's back."
Bimsley suffered from Erlen syndrome, a perceptual problem that made him unable to judge widths and spaces, and it had kicked in just as he was coming within range of their suspect. All he could do was point upward.
"He's getting away," he called. "I can't go any further."
"Stay here, mate." Renfield slapped him on the shoulder as he and Duquesne powered past, up onto the rain-swept bridgework that ran beside the train lines.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?